Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply float like a butterfly. Float like a butterfly. Yes, my friends, we can all agree that the butterfly is one of the most admired insects on the planet. In fact, research studies show that in art classes amongst elementary school children, the butterfly is the most drawn, most painted, most copied, and most colored of any insect known to man. Also, it's the most popular insect collection on the planet. More books are written about the butterfly, more poems, more sonnets, more songs, and anything else. In the Bible, even, we see that there are many references made to insects. If you go to Proverbs chapter 6, you'll see a whole outline about the ant and what we can learn from the ant. If you go to Proverbs 30, you'll find out information about locusts, lizards, eagles, and lions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, many times we can learn things from watching the beauty of these insects. By the same token, in this spiritual life, we can take a few lessons from the butterfly to become stronger, better, and more powerful than ever before. Let's look at it in our FLOAT acronym. That F in our FLOAT acronym reminds us that we should all fascinate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, as Christians, we should fascinate. Think about the butterfly. There are over 20,000 different species of the butterfly. Different wing colors, different shapes, different sizes. They're fluid in their motion. They're graceful in their glide. And in this Christian life, we should fascinate just like that. No matter what it is that we do, we should do it to the best of our ability. Remember, the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:23, and whatever we do, we should do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. We were made to fascinate. The Bible even says it in Psalms 144:15 that happy is the people that's in such a case. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. My friends, how happy are you through the course of your day? Are people fascinated by your attitude, your spirit, your integrity, your character? Are they fascinated by your work ethic, your love, your joy, and your forgiveness? Yes, my friends, remember, we are, like the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. We're the ones that's supposed to show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. Yes, my friends, we should be fascinating like that butterfly. I always say people either fail, function, or fascinate. And most people choose just to function, just to get by, just to make it through, just to get over. But as Christians, we're not called to function, and we're certainly not destined to fail. We've been created to fascinate. Yes, my friends, someone is looking up to you right now. Someone's hoping that you call them today, and someone wants to call you with good news so that you can say to them, I'm proud of you, I'm thankful for you, good job, or give them a pat on the back. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should not just be functional, but we should fascinate. That L in our FLOAT acronym reminds us that we should also last. Yes, my friends, see, think about the butterfly. Starts off as a caterpillar. That means it starts off crawling, but it doesn't quit. It starts off unattractive, but it doesn't quit. It starts off in a restrictive, confining cocoon, but yet it does not quit. See, success is predicated on how long we can last. Remember, the endurance of the butterfly is what's so remarkable. Think of all it went through in order to show those beautiful wings. By the same token, my friends, the Bible tells us in Matthew 10:22, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Then we discover in 2 Timothy 2:3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. My friends, we were built to endure. We were made to last. You know, oftentimes I'm reminded of that Energizer Bunny on the Duracell commercials. They see that bunny still beating that drum, showing that battery can last and last. Well, what's on the inside of us is far more powerful than what's on the inside of that bunny on that Energizer commercial, because my friends and neighbors, we can last and last and last. The Holy Spirit operates on the inside of us. That means that we're not destined to quit. We should go far and beyond our wildest expectations, no matter matter what you may have gone through, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you now, hang in there. I challenge you that you can make it. You've got something on the inside of you, or someone on the inside of you, that has made you equipped to last. That O in our float acronym reminds us that the butterfly is offenseless. Think about it, my friends. A butterfly is offenseless. Butterflies don't bite. They don't sting. They don't invade our homes. They don't crowd our space. They don't travel in swarms. They're too focused on their purpose to hurt someone else. Butterflies don't even make a sound. So you don't ever come home and find that you've got a house full of butterflies. That's not the butterfly's way. The butterfly is free to do his job on the outside. You see, butterflies carry pollen from plant to plant. All of vegetation also depends on butterflies. They're not only pretty, but they've got a purpose. See, in this life, my friends, we can be pretty, but also have a purpose. See, butterflies work all day in spite of having targets on their back. Birds eat them, people hunt them, but the butterfly keeps on working. It's an insect that has no offense yet. It's been around almost longer than any other insect on the planet. See, the Bible tells us in Philippians 2 and 15 that we should be blameless and harmless, these sons of God, without rebuke. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should also be like the butterfly. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 11 that we should be quiet, study to be quiet, and to mind our own business, work with our own hands. See, when we get caught up and consumed in our mission and our purpose, then we've come to find out that we're not negative, we're not complaining, we're not criticizing, we're not finding all the faults we can in other people. No, my friends and neighbors, like the butterfly, we're not trying to offend. We're trying to operate in a way that says, I'm focused on the mission that God gave me, and that mission does not include hurting somebody's feelings, talking about someone behind their back, complaining about the way things are or used to be. None of those things, my friend. We can be offenseless like the butterfly. That A reminds us that the butterfly also has a unique appetite. You see, if you've ever stopped to think about what a butterfly eats, it'll surprise you. They eat the nectar from flowers. They eat the sap from trees. See, what butterflies eat is always sweet. It's sweet that goes in and sweet that comes out. You see, when we develop an appetite for that which is good, then we're truly destined for greatness. My friends, we shouldn't have an appetite for gossip, for mess, for junk. No, even evaluate what we watch on television. We should evaluate what we listen to on the radio. We should have an appetite for the good things of God. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 119 and 103, how sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should develop that appetite for something good. Finally, last but not least, that T says the butterfly is transformable, not content staying the same as he is now, but committed to change. All caterpillars turn into butterflies. Every caterpillar that lives long enough turns into a butterfly. There are no exceptions. We should also, my friends and neighbors, be committed to transforming, not conforming. Remember, the Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like the butterfly, we can float. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.